Today's editorial. Ford's Ontario Science Centre plans don't add up. Rather than fix the present science centre, the Ford government is planning to build a brand new facility on the grounds of the old Ontario Place. But building a new facility will take time and a lot of taxpayer dough. In trying to rationalize moving the Ontario Science Centre to the grounds of the now shattered Ontario Place, Premier Doug Ford is making himself look like a used car salesman. As part of the government's sales pitch, Ford and his cabinet are trying to convince Ontarians that the present science center is crumbling before our very eyes. Infrastructure Minister Kinga Surma has said the Ontario Science Center is in a state of disrepair and that the building is falling apart. That might be news to tourists who continue to flock to the Ontario Science Center given that it's still open. Rather than fix the present science center, the Ford government is planning to build a brand new facility on the grounds of the old Ontario Place. But building a new facility will take time and a lot of taxpayer dough. Surma told the press that under the government's new plan, the present science center will stay where it is until at least 2025, when construction of the new facility is expected to be completed. Given that it's the government running the show on this one, no one would be surprised if the time horizon gets even longer. After all, the construction of the Eglinton Crosstown LRT, another signature government project, is more than 3 years behind schedule. But Surma's plan raises obvious questions. If the present building really is in a state of disrepair and falling apart, how is it that the government can confidently say the building can remain open for another 3 years, at a minimum? Surma actually hinted at the idea that some of the needed repairs will go ahead at the present Science Center grounds in the interim, further undermining the government's case for building a brand new facility. Having taxpayers pay to fix up the present facility, only to have it torn down in 2025 and replaced by another apartment building, doesn't seem like a sound use of taxpayer dollars. The government keeps saying it's done a business case analysis and that the move makes sense. The business case analysis did show us that it was less expensive to bring the Science Center here as part of the redevelopment of Ontario Place, said Surma. But thus far, Surma and Ford have refused to make the business case analysis public. They won't even say if selling the Science Center land to allow for the building of new homes is part of that analysis. The Ford government needs to acquaint itself with a little thing called transparency. This isn't the first time the government has tried to sell Ontario taxpayers on an idea that seems too good to be true. We're still waiting to find out how many billions Ford handed over to Volkswagen in his secretive corporate welfare deal. If politicians want buy-in from the public on costly initiatives that don't seem to represent value for money, they need to be straight with taxpayers. Transparency means making the business case analysis public. That's the only way Ontarians can feel comfortable with the spin that the government is selling. With hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, the Ford government must do exactly that.